Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we're going to continue to talk about divine guidance. We started by reminding ourselves that our spirit doesn't need guidance. Who you truly are already knows what the next step is, what the next decision to make is, and which path to take. Your spirit is already fully informed, and therefore is confident and content and satisfied with what God is doing in your life. So the problem is not knowing God's will. The problem is that your soul and your spirit are not communicating. So God's not out trying to keep things from you. Instead, he puts us in situations where the fact that our soul and our spirit are not communicating matters to us. Most of us go through our lives quite content to run our own lives, even if it is out of the strength of our soul. But God loves us too much to let us think like eternal life. It isn't. So instead, he puts boundaries on our decision-making in our soul. He brings us to situations and choices where we don't feel confident in making choices. We may not know the right way to go, or we may be faced with bad choices. And the need for divine guidance, which is what we'll be talking about next in this series, is one of the main ways God uses in our lives to get our attention. And that's really all it is. Let's be simple about what's really going on. This is not a test. This is not a way to qualify you for another brownie point, another badge, another jewel in your crown. This is simply another way God is bringing you up short in relying on your soulful strength, your mind, your will, and your emotions. So instead of feeling like this is the right way to go, maybe you don't have any feelings, or everything feels the wrong way to go, or you've reasoned it out and rationalized it out, you've used your mind to do the pros and the cons, and you still can't make a decision, or you've tried both ways or no way, not making a choice, and the techniques you've used before aren't working. This is one of the main ways God says it's time to do things my way. Now, the strength in your soul was put there by God, as was the weakness. So it's not that we're trying to get rid of any aspect of your soul. Instead, we are merely submitting your soul unto your spirit, which is already submitted to God. God wants your soul intact, the way he created it to be. To do that, those barriers, the lies, the crutches, the brick wall, the stone wall, however you want to imagine it, that separates your soul from your spirit need to be removed. That's how the free flow of God's eternal life provides for every need that is in your soul and even your body. So when we see that divine guidance is very simple, purpose is simply to show you have a need for him. We continually talk about the necessity of learning to wait on him, to hear his voice. Ideally, what would be a real good way of knowing that you're following, developing good habits in depending on him, is if there was never any real crisis in knowing and needing to know which way to go, divine guidance. If God's ideal for you is that every moment of every day you would know which way to go, what choice to make, what decision to make. You may not always understand it, you may not always want it, but ideally, as the need arises, if that free flow between our spirit and soul is occurring, that eternal life, which includes knowledge, foreknowledge, back knowledge, complete understanding of God's will for us, God's desire and intent for us, just as our spirit knows this is what God has for us today, our soul would also know this is what we're going to be doing today. Now, clearly, we are a long way away from this. We have a lot of healing that needs to be done, and a lot of listening and hearing that needs to be done, and a lot of flesh. God needs to remove those crutches, and that's his timing. That's not something we can control or push, but recognizing the importance in our lives of the need of recognizing the need for divine guidance, and then being able to say, this is how we get it, and valuing it, embracing the whole concept that God wants us to know. We don't want to just, well, whatever happens, that's what God wants to happen. No, he wants you aware of what he is doing in your life. So we started out talking about embracing and submitting our soul to his sovereignty. And then acknowledging. And if you need to talk with God about these things, this is really important. You need to do this. God wants you to know his will for you according to your true spiritual nature. Now, if you have some doctrinal issues with that, that maybe you've been taught that faith is accepting whatever happens as from God. If God wanted you to have it, you'd have it. If God wanted something good to happen, it would happen. If God wanted something bad to happen, it would happen. Whatever happens is from God. Now, if that's what your doctrine is, you're leaving out the whole concept that you are a joint heir with Christ. You are a spirit being that has the same character and heritage that Jesus did while he was here on this earth. That God wants you to cooperate with him. You are not an inanimate object. Instead, he wants to have a relationship with you. And he wants to reveal himself to you right now. And for that to happen, just as that illustration is Jesus is knocking on the door and we're on the inside. First of all, what's he doing on the outside? But he's knocking on the door. Are you content to just know, well, if he wanted to come in, he'd come in? No, God wants to be wanted. God doesn't push himself on us. He's a gentleman. Remember, in your spirit, he's already one with you. So this is about being kind and gentle with your soul. So we open the door. We let him reveal himself to us. But this takes effort on our part. This takes change and healing and sometimes dealing with difficult situations and emotions and hurt and pain. But it's worth it because we get to know God now. And we don't want to put off that understanding. We don't want to be some point in our life looking back and go, wow, I wish I knew then what I know now. Now, of course, there's going to be some of that. But what if you found out that you could have known then what you know now? Now, to an extent that God has planned every day, we're not out of his plan and purpose for every day. What we're looking at is, what is our doctrine and theology? Does what you believe keep you from joining with God in the purposes in your life? Does God want you to know what he's doing in your life? That's the bottom line. And if he does, if he wants to have a relationship with you, there are things you need to do in order to join him in that relationship. Think about any friendships you might have or close family relationships. How do you know you're in a relationship? You do things together. You share things together. You go through things together. You have common interests. You communicate. These are all things God does and reveals in one way through showing us our need for divine guidance. So next, we're going to talk about God wanting us to know the multiple dimensions of his purpose for us now. And by multiple dimensions, this not only talks about time dimensions, like short-term versus long-term, but it talks about, we're going to talk about becoming reliant on him for the unfolding of the depths of his purposes in and through us. So it's not just about future things, but multidimensional within us. We have no idea what God has in store for us. But God wants us to. He wants us to have an idea. What he's doing in our life right now. Even reveal things in our past where he intervened in our lives. This is one of the areas we've talked before about how time is a created thing. It was created for this, for the natural world, and therefore we have authority over it. And we are not bound by it in our soul or our spirit. Our body, yes, we are bound by time. This is part of where we look at two aspects of the will of God, his expressed will and his hidden will. Quick definitions. His expressed will is simply where God makes it known this is what he's going to do. And very often with that is a hidden will. This is why he does it. Or even he leads us on a path where we don't know what's going on, but it accomplishes his purposes. So even though we don't understand, God's will is hidden will is being completed. Now, there is an expressed will of God on many dimensions, time dimensions, such as ages or eons, what he does in people groups, in nations, as well as for us as individuals. The Lord may reveal a certain path or give us a certain desire that gets us from point A to point B. But we would all do well to hold on to these expressed purposes lightly, as often they are likely only a limited revelation of his will. Be ready to change direction and motivation. The Lord's desire for you, once you get to point B, may be either to return you to point A, keep you forever at point B, or send you to point L. His goal does not revolve around what point you're at, or what point you came from, or what point you're going to. His goal, his purpose, is instead to ingrain in you dependence on him for direction, for motivation and encouragement. A lot of the time, the reason we want to know where we're going is because that motivates us, that encourages us. If I can just make it here, then things will be better. Or then I'll please God. And God wants us to get over that, because it's not what point you're at that should be satisfying. God wants you to get your satisfaction and your encouragement and your motivation from being with him, regardless of what point you're at. So our goal is to make sure we're at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. If you are in Him, you are at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Your spirit is always right there at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. So God's content with you. God's pleased with you. He's done with you. He's quite happy with you and can't be happier. You're done. You're a son. You're in the kingdom. You're done. But our soul is still searching for identity, for satisfaction, for getting its needs met. There must be something more. Your soul is still hungry and needy. And what one of the things we're learning is that going from point A to point B won't satisfy us. Only God satisfies our soul. So as we learn to hear Him and wait on Him and allow Him to minister to us, we become content to be wherever He is. So right now, let's just do a little exercise. If you can, just take out a piece of paper and a pen. If not, do it as soon as you get a chance. Just write down a little question, and then you're going to write down the answer. And I'll let you form the question however you want. But along the lines of, Lord, is there any direction you'd like to give me? It could be, Lord, am I missing anything? Lord, is there anything you'd like to say to me? But this is one of the ways we seek divine guidance. If there's a specific question you have for Him, write it down. Lord, should I change jobs? Should we move? Whatever it is. Okay, write down the question. Make it a yes or no question. Not multiple choice. Lord, am I on the right track? Start with yes or no. Now, some are really good at hearing from God. And if you have a more detailed question you have for Him, where it's a more detailed answer you're requiring, that's fine. But we start with yes or no, because it's the easiest thing to hear. And then we give Him 5 seconds to answer. That's it. So we ask Him, Lord, is there any change in direction I need to make at this point? And you can even pick an aspect of your life, whether it's a relationship, an activity you're doing that weekend, planning a vacation, a job situation. Lord, is there any change I need to make in my job choice? Even make a list of all those of questions for any area, especially any that the Lord brings to your mind. And then just ask, Lord, do I need to make any changes? And then give Him 5 seconds, and we're going to do that. So we're going to ask right now, Lord, are there any changes I need to make? And then write down what He says, yes or no. And then if He says yes, start getting specific. Say He says yes regarding a change of relationship. Lord, is this relationship not from You? Write it down. So, Lord, should I break off with this person? Whatever it is, keep going. Say you've been in a job for 20 years, and the Lord says, no, I want you to start looking for another career. That doesn't mean quit the one you got. But start doing the research. And we've got a whole series on getting very specific. And we'll go through that after we talk about some of the other supportive principles. Very specifically, how to discern guidance from God in specific situations. Because, again, the goal is to be able to hear from God clearly. And since he wants you to hear clearly, he will speak clearly. And we want to make it as easy as possible rather than as difficult. This is not about how anointed you are, or how gifted you are, or who's praying for you. This is simply about your soul being able to hear what your spirit already knows. But whether you're coming or going or feel like you're missing him or have missed him, know, as you know him and rest in him, you will be content where you are. Now, through all that, there's the hidden will of God. And this is something that many also have a struggle with. And that's the whole idea of God keeping his will from us. We feel like if we are hearing him, he's going to tell us everything that he's doing and everything he wants to do. But God is under no obligation to reveal his will for us, whether it's his final destination, where he's going to take us, or even our very next step. When we let God do what he wants in our lives, he will do whatever is needed. Whether it's for us or for others, he doesn't need us pointing out things that need to be done. God, that person needs healing. Well, duh. Lord, am I supposed to be involved in it? Lord, is there anything? And I think about how often Jesus walked by people who needed to be healed, and he didn't heal them. People who needed to be set free, and he didn't set them free. And sometimes I wonder if that took more strength and dependence than when he was actually able to release the eternal life that was in him and set free people free them from physical wounds and emotional wounds and inherited wounds. Very often it's not doing something that is much harder and being silent about what God is doing. But understanding that just because we see a need doesn't mean it's our job to get involved. God's ways of doing things are not at all our ways of doing things in the soulical or even the natural realms. Now, in the spirit, again, you know exactly what God is doing in your life and other people's lives. And the more we can rely on him and rest and depend, the more he will take care of everything that needs to be done, and we can just watch. There's going to be times when he has us involved in it, but a lot of times he's just going to be available. He's just going to minister. He's just going to be part of what is going on. So we'll pick it up here next week. We'll be talking some more about the hidden will of God. But until then, if you have any questions, you can drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or use the contact form at therainersclub.org or contact me through Blog Talk Radio. I always appreciate hearing from you, appreciate your questions and your comments and your feedback. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.